And the time is 7:35. And my computer is giving trouble. They want me to update, and I cannot update. I'd like to go ahead and call this meeting to order. I will have my I'll have my camera turned off. I'm on my cell phone with limited bandwidth. So, Ms. Folks, can you do the roll call, please?
Yes. Dr. Malott?
Here.
Dr. Catarino?
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. I'd like to go ahead and begin. The next item is, do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We will move to item number four. That is the application and review for the applicants. I do see an applicant on the line, but I actually do need a minute because I'm having to change computers. The iPad that I use to read all the apps suddenly decided it wants an update, and it's too old to take an update, so it's refusing to let me open my files, and I know we will have to open your file, Dr. Tichy, so because there's two applications, and I'm definitely a little confused. So I'd like to go ahead and just go to the regular start, and the first one is Andrea Munoz, and she is an applicant. She's applying to just sit for the EPPP. She's completed a 2,000-hour internship at Southwest, and she's planning to do a postdoc. Because she's just taking the exam, she does not have to include her contract at this point, but I know we will see it at some point later on when she comes back with her postdoc and passes the exam. So I didn't see any problems with that app. Dr. Catarina?
No, I actually believe she already did some of her postdoc. Maybe I got it wrong, but I have 1977 hours for the practicum, 2000 for the internship.
Yeah, she says that, but she didn't.
2080 for the postdoc. Okay. Yes, but I see no problems.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes. So, you know what? I'm going to have to take a 2-minute break because I do need to get my computer, another computer going.
Okay.
So just give me a minute. I am still in travel mode. I'm currently on vacation, so it's trying to deal with all my computers without having my regular ones. It's a little challenging. So I have to get on the internet now on this new computer. So... Yeah, you could go ahead and do the next one. I have my notes in front of me, so I'm okay.
Oh, okay. Let me come back to you because I was checking something during that time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. Here I am. This is Dr. Michelle. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it correctly. Stratosatos. And this is a reapplication. She's has a degree from the U of A in school psychology. And that is an APA-approved program. She did 2,000-hour internship at Avondale, which is also APA-approved. She's doing a postdoc at Sunnyside School, 40 hours a week. She's been doing that since July of 2020. She has a recommendation letter. She has a self-query form. I saw nothing out of line there. Everything seemed okay to me.
Good. Thank you. Yeah, I didn't have any problems with her application. The next one is Ross Taylor-Davids, and he is also applying for approval to sit for the ECCC. He got his degree from Midwestern. He's completed a 2,000-hour internship at an APA-approved site. I didn't have any problems for his application.
Yes, I was just double-checking if I saw the self-query form there. Did you see that? I might have just missed it. I'm trying to open it, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah. I do have the new iPad. I brought all my iPads, so never know when you need enough computers. So
I got it open now. I wasn't sure. I was going to ask you if you found the self query. So
I didn't make a note.
I've got it now. I'm just going to skim really quickly because that was the only thing. Unless anyone else.
Madam Chair, Dr. Caterino, I believe you're correct. It did not scan correctly. Let me get that to you. I'll upload it.
Okay, so if you have it, then there's no issues. It's fine.
Okay.
Thank you. And since we have that, I have no issues.
Okay.
I just wanted to double check that it's...
So I would like Ms. Folks to give us a little... the next application is our licensee candidate who's on the line, Jody Tichy. And I see two applications, and I'm a little confused. So if Ms. Folks can explain what's going on, I would appreciate that. Is Ms. Folks there?
I also saw the two applications. Ms. Dr. Tichy could explain to us then.
Sure. thank you for allowing me to be here. excuse me, I apologize. I had submitted my application in August to retake the ECCC. However, between that time and December, I was able to get a job at the Arizona State Prison. And so I wanted to apply for my temporary license. And so Kathy told me that I could just change a portion of my application and submit that information. So I think that's why there's two. It was just because I submitted my original the beginning of August and then redid it because I started my job the beginning of January. And so that's why.
So do we need to, or do we just go with the requesting approval of supervised temporary licensure and ECCC? Let the Dr. Malott.
As Kathy indicated in the notes. So there was something with the temporary license that wasn't complete. So that I thought was a problem. So I've opened up the temporary license, which is another agenda item. So initially, when you apply for the reapplication, initial application on ECCC was approved. So now we have the supervised temporary licensure, which has different requirements. So can we combine applications? I think we can. We do that with reapps. They can use materials from a previous app, you know, as long as it's within the time frame, like reference letters have to be. So the additional documentation required for the temporary license is a postdoctoral written training plan. As proof of compliance with the postdoctoral experience must meet the requirements of section.
She also has 2,423 hours from pre-internship, 2,000 from the internship. So maybe she doesn't need a postdoc.
So there's also an accommodation request in the other application, so it's kind of confusing.
Madam Chair, committee members, mm-hmm. this is Kathy, if I may. The request for accommodations is in both applications.
Oh, it's in both. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And the,
I'm going back and forth.
The application page where Dr. Tichy, under number 26, where she listed her hours and did the check marks, that a lot of applicants do this, that they put what their intentions are in the future, even mm-hmm. though right now they're only applying for, in this case, ECPP only, and re-app, and the temporary license. So we don't have verification for pre-internship or the postdoc, because that's in the future. It's not with these applications.
I see.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Even though that's marked, I actually don't take that into consideration, like you said, Kathy. So we do have the pre-intern, we have the internship, the which is required to sit for the exam and obviously to have a degree posted. And we have 2,000 hours there. And I'm looking at the application. I do see an agreement. So I do see the postdoc agreement on file, which is needed for 2,000 hours. Is that for the pre-doc or postdoc?
It seems like it's in the same place. Is that correct?
It doesn't say pre-post. So let me look at the dates. So 18 to 19 was the pre-doc. And the pre-doc was completed at an APA-approved site, so no agreement is needed for that one. No agreement needs to be submitted, to put it more accurately. And this one, so I think that's where all the confusion lies. I cannot tell whether this is, okay, so this is a postdoc agreement. So we do have a postdoc agreement. Is that correct, Dr. Tichy? You submitted that?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
Okay. And the date of completion is 6/30/2019. Did you complete it?
So
this is not a postdoc, because your degree was conferred on 8/25/2019.
Correct.
Okay, so you completed your internship on 6/30/2019.
Yes, ma'am.
And then?
I did a postdoc at the same facility. Mm-hmm. I did that for a year, so I got another 2,000.
Yes.
Then I applied for this.
But you did not, did you submit, but you did not submit the verification of that?
Of the postdoc?
Yes. I'm looking through your application and I do not see a postdoc verification.
Madam Chair, that would be correct, because she wasn't applying those hours to licensure yet.
Okay.
What about in the second application with it, requesting the temporary?
Well, you don't need to submit your hours for a temporary licensure. You just have to show an agreement.
Okay.
So, it has been completed and it's up to Dr. Tichy to go ahead and get that verified and have it on file, you know, and then once she passes the exam, then, you know, the application would be reopened for. Is that correct, Ms. Folks?
Madam Chair, yes, that's correct. When she's ready to reopen the application, then she can have her postdoc hours submitted for verification, for approval.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so it sounds like she's got enough hours for the postdoc. I mean, she's got the materials required for the postdoc. She's, because her initial status was just taking the exam, we're good there and we're good here. So I'm just going to go ahead, and I don't know, Ms. Galvin, do we have to vote on the two things separately?
No, I would just ensure that you reference each in one motion.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and make this motion because it's a little different because it's under two categories. I move that we approve Dr. Tichy to sit for the ECPP exam as you know to, she's reapplying for the EPPP, and we are approving that she sit for the EPPP, including the accommodation requested, and we approve her subsequent application for temporary licensure. Do I hear a second?
A second, yes.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that motion is approved, and we've approved, I think, all the items under. Does that sound good, everyone?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah, you're making us think early in the morning.
I was a little confused myself.
So, okay, we have completed 4A, and I'll go ahead and make another motion that we approve Dr. Munoz, Dr. Stathatos, and Dr. Davids for approval to sit for the EPPP. Do I hear
a second? Yes, I second that motion.
Thank you, Dr. Katarina. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion approved. We can now move to item number B. And in item number B, we have a few candidates. Okay, we don't need to talk about that right now. We can go to Dr. Angelica Parnell Tan. It's a reapplication. I didn't have any problems with the reapplication unless you saw something new, Dr. Katarina.
I was a little confused. The years for the La Frontera, in some places it was marked that it was supervised experience. In some places it was marked employment. But I don't know. I just was confused if that was an experience or it was the employment. But it was a total of, over 3,000 hours, almost 4,000 hours. So,
well, they are employed. So, you have to supervise experience. So I can see where that,
Okay.
I mean, then, whether you're an intern or a postdoc, right. Almost everyone is employed. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So then, and she's a rehab. She's been reviewed by this board. Okay.
Okay. So then I see no problem. Then that was my only question.
Okay. And then the next one is Dr. McFadden. Did you have Dr. McFadden is from Pacifica Graduate Institute.
I don't know if I missed that. I had oh yes, okay, I see it. Yes, okay.
You
so
submitted. Go ahead. You
want yes, to go I ahead see the Pacifica Graduate Institute, which is I looked it up is not an accredited school, but yeah. I looked up all the courses that were required seemed to be there, and then there's a practicum with 1497 hours. It's APIC. 1497 hours at Fairfax Behavioral Health. And then there were 2,000 hours again at Fairfax Behavioral Health. And the references were there. The self-query was there. And the candidate does live out of state, though, I believe, in Washington. But I see no problem.
Okay. Thank you. Same here. Next one is Dr. Donald Kincaid. And do you mind doing that one?
Sure, no problem. I have a Walden, a graduate of Walden in May 21. It's not an accredited program, but the courses were there. There was 1,100 hours of practicum. And at John... And then an internship over 2,000 hours at the Center for Awareness. I saw letters of recommendation in the self-query form, so I saw no issues.
Okay.
Would you like me to do the next one? It'd be okay.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Dr. Michael Reyes Medrano, I think he's present. graduate of the University of Arizona. It is an accredited program. Then there were Southern Arizona 2,000-hour APA accredited internship, recommendation letters. Anything you would like to say, Dr. Medrano?
No. I saw my notes say internship and then 2,000, so he meets. So I'm good with him as well. So.
Well, since he's here, I didn't know if he had anything he wanted to say.
Only if we had questions. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just here in case there was any issues. And
So it looks good.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Next one is Quentin Brown. And we did request additional information. And I do see a lot of questions regarding his app. I'm sure you did too. So the first the first thing that we asked was to verify the pre-internship verification. He shall not receive credit for more than 40 hours of experience per week. And then the individual and total overall supervision hours was an issue. So I think we just need to go through his hours. The first thing he submitted was a supervised pre-internship experience. Mm-hmm. And he also is a Walden graduate. Mm-hmm. And he did 880 hours. The combination meets the direct indirect supervision. All that is good. Seems like he's supervised by a licensed psychologist. And he submitted his log form. So, So we're good there. So he's got 884 hours there. And then he submitted his internship for 1,500 hours. And he did it for 7.5 months. And he said it was 34 weeks. So they redid that. And it went from March to October. And it's not APA approved or APIC. Mm-hmm. And so he submitted 13. I did the math. It works out. So, he submitted his hours. So it starts in March, April, May. And then what is missing is June, July, August, September, October for his law.
I think it's a school. No, it's not a school. I don't know. Then I saw.
No, it's a Department of Corrections.
Yes, that's right. And then I saw it started again October 23rd.
Yeah, so maybe make a note of this, Miss Folks, that we're missing logs from May to October. Then he did another internship. At another, maybe the same one?
I think it's the same.
Yeah.
It is confusing. I thought it looked, again, from October 23rd to April 11th, 2016. One seemed to end 40 hours a week from March of 15 to October. And then again, from October 22nd. And then
you had
from
somebody
October
else
23rd.
Sign off on this?
Oh,
and then he submits logs for that. Mm-hmm. That goes until February.
Oh.
And yeah.
Okay. So together, is there?
I'm trying to figure out. So he was hired. And he worked with two psychologists. So I don't know what he, upon completion of my practicum and internship hours, he was hired by Mercy Maricopa and worked with two psychologists. But that doesn't matter. Postdoc is a whole different He's talking about his postdoc, so I don't understand that. And because he's not submitting Mercy Maricopa hours. He's only submitting, and there's no internship contract, so we still need that. We need a practicum training plan. We don't have that.
Madam Chair,
unless it's,
interject. This is what you're seeing at the start of this application is the fair response paperwork. There are practicum, or there were.
Okay, yeah, I'm scrolling through now. Yeah, okay.
I thought, yeah, we have the internship, written training plan starting on page 59 of 88.
Okay, I see
for
that.
Calcotti, and then for Tenrero, it starts, the written training plan is starting on page 68.
Okay. Okay, I see that. What about the written training plan for the pre-internship?
Yeah,
do we have that?
Be here, but I'm not seeing that. I've been having issues with scanning. Obviously, I thought I had checked all of these, but I am not seeing.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. I mean, I looked through. I see the internship now.
Let me see if I will check for that training plan. Let me see if I've got it elsewhere.
So, do you have this, Dr. Millard? I see two internships, one 1,352 hours and one 1,040 hours. Okay, so that.
What I'm looking for is that last log page, and I'm wondering if it's kind of.
It's hard to read. There is. Well, there's a supervision log that from April of 2016, but it's sort of hard to read. Do you see that one? Is that what you're looking for or not?
Yeah, I'm looking for that. So
I see it, but it's just hard to read.
So these are all practicum logs. Is that practicum log? So his internship is from March 15 to October 15. That's the one I'm missing. So
you're looking for that log? Okay, see
if yeah. March 15 to October 15.
Well, I see a log after that.
And okay, it's, I do see
May 15. May 27th, 2015. You see that? But, that's a date on
it. Yeah, I see that one. And then I see October 15, but I'm missing the one from May to October.
Okay, let's see that.
That's what is missing. And I'm looking to see maybe February, March, April. Yeah, we're missing one log from May to October. And I've looked through all the logs and I definitely don't see it. So. Okay. So it sounds like we're still missing the logs and we're missing a training plan for the internship. No, for the pre-internship hours. Ms. Folks, are you still looking at his application? Do you think it might be in the application?
It's possible. I am on this call from my home. I did not go into the office for this. So I'm looking at the submissions portal to see if it's there. And I haven't found it yet. I am seeing the internship ones several times, but I'm not finding the practicum one.
Do we need
There's
that?
Also a log page missing. Okay. So let's do this for him. Let's move him for review to the full board, okay? Because I don't want to say request more information if it's in the file. And if you get anything between now and tomorrow, you know, and you can upload it, then we can, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt and make sure it's fully complete. So.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, before you have to, you know, before the agenda is finalized. So, let's just move him to the full board. So.
All right. Yes. Even on the one page, he only lists, October 14 to April 6th. Oh, to April 16.
Okay. Yeah, so the missing log page, but I feel like it might be in the mix. So let's
Okay, that's make sure it's, good idea, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So that was Dr. Who were we talking? Madrani, right?
Quentin Brown.
Quentin Brown. Okay. The next application, I don't know if you're doing a full review or it's just a re-app. Could you clarify that, Ms. Folks, for Dr. Velez?
Yes, it is a new application, but he did apply at an earlier date. I don't believe this is a, let me open this file.
Because I saw exam scores. The reason being, based on that decision, if this is a full review, if it's just a re-app, you know, I'm prepared to go ahead. I don't know Dr. Velez that well, but if it's a full app, there's a lot of documentation by supervisors that I'm very familiar with, and I'm not comfortable reviewing, you know, because there's statements from my colleagues. But if it's just a re-app where, you know, it's been reviewed.
Yeah, it's a full app, but some of the verifications are from his previous app from 2012.
Oh, it's a long. So I don't think, because I think we'd have to, all of the different letters written by Dr. Moan, who's a very close colleague of mine, and I'm not comfortable reviewing it, you know. So I think we'll have to move this to the full board. So.
Okay. Madam Chair, I am present.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Velez. It's just a conflict of interest since I know all of your supervisors so well that I'm not comfortable. So it's nothing about your app at this point. It's just I have to recuse because of my relationship with all of your verification, your supervisors.
Sure, sure. And if Dr. I can clarify,
Go ahead.
If I can clarify, I submitted my application prior to COVID for a retest, and then it was already reviewed, and it had some deficiencies. The deficiencies that I had during that review were only to submit my post-op training plan and a clarification of why I was denied my LTC from the Board of Behavioral Health. I submitted those deficiencies to Mrs. Folks. Within the last couple of months, I was granted the 6 month extension or 8 month extension because of COVID. So it has already been reviewed. These are simply the deficiencies that I have submitted, which is my postdoc training plan requirement and my letter from the board indicating why I didn't meet requirements for the LPC, which I have now. So those were the only two deficiencies. So the application has already been reviewed to my understanding. And so
thanks, Dr. Velez. Appreciate you clarifying. Ms. Galvin, I just want to clarify, given my relationship with some of the verification materials, I think it's wise that I recuse.
And that's a decision that is up to you and within your discretion. I understand the doctor's position, but yet this is before the committee for approval. And given your previous relationship or current relationship with a number of his supervisors, you've made the decision to recuse and move it to the full board, notwithstanding the fact that it's been reviewed previously.
Okay. And so Dr. Velez,
committee members, if I may.
Yeah.
I just need to clarify for the record, the review Dr. Velez is referring to is actually the administrative review. This application has not come to the committee at this, you know, since he submitted it. This is a new application. The one that was reviewed previously and approved was back in 2012-2013. I did an administrative review, sent him the incomplete notice. The two items that he's referring to are from the administrative review incomplete notice.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so Dr. Velez, it's not a delay because the full board still has to vote on it. We'll just review it during that meeting. That's all that's the only change. And the full board meeting is next Friday, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And Dr. Caterino will kind of take the lead and review your application. So, okay. That's all and you're welcome to attend in case people have questions, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I respect your position. I acknowledge you're part of the NAU family.
I kept trying to think, you know, did I approve you for part-time faculty? I cannot remember. It's just best to be safe, you know. I don't want to be accused of conflict of interest. So.
Yeah, so. And I do recall back in 2012, you were part of the initial review and approved me for testing, but I understand.
Yeah. Maybe I was. I just said my memory. I mean, and I could, you know.
But so. It'll be in just 1 month.
No. Yeah, and I think just to clarify to Dr. Velez, one of the things back in 2012, I was in the grad college and I was very removed from the program, and now I'm a big part of the program. So that's kind of the difference that has happened. You know, I began working with all of your supervisors. Yeah, thank you.
Yes, Madam Chair. Okay. Thank you both. And a month's not going to make that much of a difference to me.
It's a week. It's next week.
Next week.
Oh, that's fabulous. It's really something I aspire to complete. So I appreciate the conversation.
Thank you. Okay, so should we make a motion here?
We can. Let me go back to the.
I think we can motion for four applicants.
Okay. So do you want yes, we finished that category. So the motion, I'll go ahead and make it. I have
Good.
Yeah. Dr. Parnell, move Dr. Parnell Tan, Dr. McFadden, Dr. Kincaid, and Dr. Medrano to the full board for approval to sit for the EPPPN licensure. Mm-hmm. We're moving Dr. Velez for review to the full board and Dr. Quinton Brown for additional information. We're also moving Dr. Quinton Brown to the full board for review because of missing materials that might be in his file. So that's the motion. Do I hear a second?
Yes, second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
A motion approved. We're done with B. I have another recusal on item number C. Dr. Jennifer Lynn Halsapfel. She is my brand new employee, just hired her a couple of weeks ago.
Oh my goodness.
I told her, Dan, I wish I hadn't talked to you. So I interviewed her for the job and offered her, and she started work. And so she will need to move to the full board too for approval.
Okay. So. Should we make a motion of that?
No, we're not taking any action on her.
Okay.
We're just moving her to the full board. The next one is D, requesting approval of licensure by waiver. We have Dr. Megan Wiley, PsyD, temporary license. And I didn't see any problems with her application. What about you?
No, I didn't either.
Okay. That you want to make the motion?
I move that we approve Dr. Megan Wiley's request for approval of licensure by waiver.
Okay, so second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do you want to do the next category? We just have two of them.
Okay, this is requesting approval of supervised temporary licensure on ECPP. And so have Adelina Al-Hatib, is that correct?
Al-Khatib.
Al-Khatib, graduate of Adler, 2,000 hours internship. Is that all we need, the 2,000 hours?
Yeah, and we have the postdoc agreement on file.
Okay, then I would see no problem.
And the next one.
The next one is Dr. Yanli Tareen, graduate of Midwestern. It's an APA approved program. The practicum hours, we see 1296, 2000 hour APA approved internship at Southwest Behavioral and postdoc at Southwest Behavioral, recommendation letters and a self query form. So I see no problem with that.
Okay, you want to make the motion because we've already.
No, we have it. Do we say anything? That's what I was going to ask. Do I say anything about her?
No, nothing. We've already done hers.
Okay, so make a motion that we approve Dr. Al-Khatib. Can you say it again for me?
Al-Khatib.
Uh-huh. Al-Khatib and Dr. Tarin's request for approval of supervised temporary licensure on each.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'll do the next one. Requesting approval for licensure by credential. We have two candidates, Dr. Brooks and Dr. Arlene Broska. Dr. Brooks is applying for credential by National Register. He submitted all his materials, including proof of passing the ECPP and verifications of other licensures. He did report something that happened in 1988, over 33 years ago, so I didn't have any problems with his application. And Dr. Broska is applying for CPQ through CPQ, and again, no problem with the application. Did you have
questions? There was the question, that in case, just to put it on the record, that there was a revocation of the license in New Mexico, but it was just because she did not renew. So I didn't see it for a cause, just it was a...
Yeah.
A non-renewal.
Her CPQ
is
still active. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I see no problems either candidate.
Okay. So I'll make the motion to move Dr. Brooks and Dr. Broska to the full board for licensure by credential.
I second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And then the last one is requesting approval for licensure by universal recognition. We have three candidates. I'll quickly do a quick review. Dr. Claire Camp is a graduate of Azusa Pacific, submitted her Arizona driver's license. She has a current active license in Utah. Dr. Krista Weil, a graduate of Georgia State, has an Arizona driver's license and is licensed in California. And the third one is Dr. Bachi, Azim Bachi, Sadie Bachi. And she's a graduate of University of Notre Dame, licensed in Oregon and California. And her daughter has just been accepted to school in Arizona, so they'll be moving. And I learned that for the first time, that you can send verification of admission to school.
Yes, I checked that because I wondered why. Yeah, I saw that, and then I saw that that's a requirement, and that's a...
That's allowable, yes.
Yeah, I visited that school. It's a nice school. So, okay. Yeah. So I see no problems with any of those three applicants.
Yes. So you want to make a motion?
To make a motion that we approve Dr. Camp, Dr. Wild, and Dr. Bocci's request for approval by licensure through universal recognition.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Aye. Motion approved. We're good. Item number 5, new agenda items for future meetings. I don't have any at this point.
I don't either.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody. Before we adjourn, thank you, Ms. Folks, for all of your work in pulling these items together. Thank you, Ms. Galvin, for being here, Ms. Pakkanen, and other staff members. So, and thank you, Dr. Katarina, for your careful review.
Thank you.
We can move to item number 6 for adjournment. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good weekend, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.